When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
You know, folks, I spent a lot of time carefully researching the day's most culturally precious stories, cross-referencing historical accounts with topographical maps and assembling the finest team of archaeologists to unearth the UNESCO World Heritage Excavation Site of Humor. That is my monologue. But sometimes I distract an orphan with a piece of lint-covered candy and steal their bucket and pail, then sneak into the potter's field in the dead of night with two drifters I picked up on the commuter train and force them to dig for the abandoned pauper's grave of news that is my segment. Meanwhile... Meanwhile... Wow. Just when you need it. Just when... It's always there when you need it. Meanwhile... PepsiCo is planning to launch a Mountain Dew branded alcoholic beverage. I can only hope it'll be called Mountain Don't. Fun fact, accidentally spilling alcohol into Mountain Dew is how they discovered meth. Meanwhile, toy company Mattel is currently getting kicked in the tweets for posting this image of their diverse Olympic Barbies. Unfortunately, they are being condemned for releasing their inclusive Tokyo Olympics collection without any visible Asian representation. Little bit of an oversight there. How did that pitch meeting go? Okay, Tokyo, let's think. Representation, let's hear ideas. Okay, well, we'll have a white girl, obviously. Black girl, now we're cooking with gas. What's that, Rick? A possibly Italian girl? I love it. What else? What else? This is Tokyo, Tokyo, Tokyo. Think, think, think. Something that really says inclusive Tokyo Olympics. Yes, Brenda? Two more white girls and they're blonde? Perfect. Nailed it. Who wants more cocaine? They do. They do. Meanwhile, Jennifer Aniston has revealed that she eats just one potato chip or one M&M when she's stressed. Off. I don't mean that. I'm joking, obviously. Celebrities, they're just like us, if by us you mean ants. Meanwhile, Disney World finally releases prices for its new Galactic Star Cruiser Star Wars Hotel. Two nights for two guests in this studio stateroom will cost you $4,809. Let me just check in with my accountant to see what he thinks.
It's a trap!
Thank you. Thank you. And... get ready to go from zero to shocked in less than 12 parsecs. Because prices actually go up to $5,299 for that same room if you add a kid. Now, I know that seems way more expensive, but remember, staying at the Star Wars Hotel as an adult without a kid will also cost you your dignity.
Coming up, Laura Dern.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price.
Go to your happy price, Priceline.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Guest tonight is an Emmy Award-winning actor you know from Big Little Lies, Twin Peaks, and Jurassic Park. She just won a Golden Globe for her role in Marriage Story. Please welcome to The Late Show, Laura Dern.
I love being a surprise.
How delightful. So nice to see you again.
It's so great to see you, and I love being a surprise. Thank you. Thank you all.
Congratulations on your Golden Globe.
Thank
you. For Marriage Story. Well deserved. And...
Thank you.
Is that fun? I've never been to the Golden Globes because our show isn't, they don't have a category for us.
I mean, it's so fun. Robert De Niro is sitting right behind me. How can it not be fun? You know, you're seeing people who are such icons and idols to you. And
Laura Dern.
I mean, come on. Yes. I saw myself. I was just freaked out and thrilled. No, but it is amazing, you know, to be, I am such a fan of Fleabag, Succession, so seeing the cast of these shows was really exciting. It's lovely.
Well, Marriage Story is one of the most moving, heartbreaking, funny, and beautiful movies I've seen in years. Mm. Thank you for your performance and for everybody involved. I know that the Noah Baumbach.
Thank you.
If I have this correctly, that Noah Baumbach actually involved the performers in sort of the conversations before the script was completed while it was still being developed.
He did, which was amazing.
What did you guys talk about?
It was with myself, Adam Driver, and Scarlett Johansson, who are incredible in this film, and we started talking about life and relationships, and Noah said that he wanted to make a love story. And over the course of some months, he and I had dinner, and I remember him saying, you know, I think I want to tell a love story through the lens of divorce, which I thought was incredibly bold and,
sure,
you know, quite a terrifying thing to pull off, which he's such a meticulous writer. He did so perfectly. And then he said, I think I want you to play the divorce lawyer, and our conversations grew from there, which was amazing.
Well, to be in the early stages of those conversations and then finally see the script must have been fascinating. What was your reaction when you finally read the script?
Sobbed for 15 minutes on his voicemail, in fact. I mean, I was weeping because the movie that you see is the script we were given. Wow. Each line, how I take my high heels off, I mean, everything was described flawlessly. And right before I read it, I remember him saying, I want to make a movie to remind us that endings aren't failures. And that already made me cry. I thought I was so moved by that. And he really has made that film. So it was amazing.
We have a clip here of you talking to Scarlett's character. What's the actual moment here for the people who haven't seen it?
For the moment here, my character you've gotten to know as pretty particular divorce lawyer, very manipulative in some ways to win the case. But here they're doing a sort of trial on how you should be with a mediator and converse and share who you are as a mother. And it's in a way my character's origin story about how she got into this business to sort of protect women and mothers' voices in family court. But she gets very clear about how women are measured up compared, or mothers compared to fathers.
Jim.
Let's face it, the idea of a good father was only invented like 30 years ago. Before that, fathers were expected to be silent and absent and unreliable and selfish. And we can all say we want them to be different. But on some basic level, we accept them. We love them for their fallibilities, but people absolutely don't accept those same failings in mothers. We don't accept it structurally, and we don't accept it spiritually, because the basis of our Judeo-Christian whatever is Mary, mother of Jesus, and she's perfect. She's a virgin who gives birth.
It's just such... Yeah. It's such brilliant writing, and as, you know, an actor, it's like a Christmas present to get a treat like that, my God.
I want to take a moment here to just gush briefly about another amazing film you're in this year, Little Women.
Yes.
Again, another amazing cast of people.
Incredible.
Incredible director, too.
Incredible. Incredible also writer-director who happens to be the partner of the writer-director you just saw. So I spent my year with Noah Baumbach and Greta Gerwig, who are also a couple. And
wow. Have they adopted you? Because
yes, 100%.
Yeah, exactly.
They may not have wanted to, but yes, in fact, I might move in.
What was it like? It's such... It's beautiful to look at, besides being a beautiful story and a very gentle, heartwarming story and heartbreaking at the same time. It's beautiful to look at. Is it shot in Concord?
It is. We basically moved to Concord, Massachusetts all of fall, which was amazing.
Great
last
time,
year.
Sure.
So beautiful. We're literally in the home of Louisa May Alcott, walking every weekend on Walden Pond.
Wow.
Somehow, I had to pinch myself, my new found friend, who is my hero, Meryl Streep, who I worked with on Big Little Lies, joined the cast, so we were in Concord together.
Wow, so the second thing you've done with her this year. So,
yes, which is amazing. And there we are, you know, having dinners and being in the middle of this incredible historic place. And when you are, and you're working on something like Little Women, you need to really steep yourself into American history to understand the story you're telling. So why not go to your neighbor, Doris Kearns Goodwin?
She was living right by you?
Yes. And when I found out that she was my neighbor, thank God she and her son let me become like family with them. But all I kept thinking was, apologies to Doris Kearns Goodwin.
a deep cut for Colbert Report fans. Literally the last joke we did on the old show.
I loved it so much.
Had you worked with Meryl before?
Just on Big Little Lies, that was it. So my whole life, you know, she was a hero to me. And then on Big Little Lies, I was just so excited. All I wanted to do was pay tribute to her and bow at her feet and or cuss her out in a Starbucks, which was what I had to do. Also,
that must
glorious,
have felt good. That
but
must
terrifying.
Have felt good to
yes.
scream at Meryl Streep. Yeah.
Yes, in some weird way it did, yes.
I want to catch up on a news story that kind of got away from us.
Yes.
That what you were a part of, and it was a big news story, and I hope you know what I'm about to talk about here. Baby Yoda is a big deal this year, and you were on a red carpet. What was that for? Do you remember what that was for earlier this fall?
The Gotham Awards.
The Gotham Awards, okay. And on the Gotham Awards, you were asked about Baby Yoda. Do you like Baby Yoda?
Yes.
And do you remember what you said? That you said you saw him at...
At a basketball game.
You saw Baby Yoda basketball game. And people weren't sure what to make of it. And this caused headlines, a lot of headlines. Laura Dern thinks she saw Baby Yoda at a basketball game. Laura Dern on being followed by Baby Yoda everywhere, exclusive. What is going on with Laura Dern and Baby Yoda in EW investigation? And finally, Laura Dern says she saw Baby Yoda at a basketball game, and I believe her. So, clearly, the people, Laura Dern, the people want to know.
Yes.
What did you mean? Did you see Baby Yoda at a basketball game?
I'm just going to say this, because we've been in this business for a long time now, and I was raised by actors. There can be a frenzy when people are friends or have some kind of relationship, and people want to wonder, you know? And
right, he's a star, you're a star, and you've been seen together at basketball games.
You know.
Is there chances as anything?
Well, I mean, he's, as a baby, he's a 50-year-old baby. So, I mean, it's not inappropriate. It's a perfect,
Sure. No one's going to accuse you of robbing the cradle.
No, and I said to my friends, the next man I'm going to be with, I want him to be incredibly wise, great sense of humor. Mm-hmm. I don't mind being the taller one, you know?
I'm sure you've had to do that a lot in your career.
Yeah, I didn't mention green, but somehow, you know, you never know what you're going to get. Mm-hmm.
So, and
I'm
eyes.
Very open-minded.
Oh, those eyes.
Those eyes.
Yes.
I can't tell you. When you say, I just want you to look into my eyes forever, I mean, he's definitely going to be doing that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Laura, good luck. Give my best to Baby Yoda.
Thank you. I will.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.